You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans, and their countdown to kickoff mini-episode, day number 60, which is all about John Montelus. And by the way, this is episode 295. John Montelus, he is a senior from Everett, Massachusetts, where he attended Everett High School. He is 6'4", 310 pounds, and is currently on the defensive line, interior defensive line. But he didn't start there. We're going to go through some of his recruiting and then our projections for this upcoming season, his senior season. So, Randall, go ahead and get us started with John Montelus' recruitment.
Yeah, Montelus is actually from Brian Kelly's hometown. So I don't know if that had anything to do with Brian Kelly going after him as a recruit, but obviously he's a good player. He's a four-star recruit, and he actually played offensive line throughout his high school career, started three of the 4 years of high school, and his junior and senior year he started at left tackle. So I was one of the better linemen on the team, and ended up playing in the U.S. Army All-American game to end his high school career. And just some facts about John growing up. He was actually born in Haiti and then ended up moving to Canada when he was 2. And then when he was 9, they moved to Massachusetts. So he went from the south to the north to kind of central, or the crossroads of America, I guess.
So was John, was he a highly sought-after recruit out of high school?
Yeah, he had quite a few offers. Tom Lemming actually had him in his top 100 players. He was 82nd player, and Rivals had him ranked as the number one offensive guard.
Hold that.
So yeah, he was. Some of the other sites weren't as high on him, but, well, Scout had him at 51 overall and was second in offensive guards.
Okay,
he was ranked very high, and he did have some injury shoulder problems when he got to Notre Dame, and he wasn't in the best of shape. But then, let's see, it would have been the spring of 2015. He actually did make it to, or he was with the second string offensive line.
Okay.
And during the spring, that would have been during spring practice. So.
Okay. Okay, so he did make the switch to the defensive side of the ball. And Jaron Jones is going to be the starter at nose tackle. However, Montelus would have the opportunity, probably not even to be the backup there. Well, there's a couple guys that are kind of fighting for that second or third spot, and he definitely has an opportunity to see some playing time. And he does have another year of eligibility remaining, so if he can make a big enough impact, get some competitive game time reps, you know, there's a chance that he might come back for his fifth year and then play a larger role with Jaron Jones moving on, and that is a possibility. But there is some younger talent too that isn't gonna make that easy. So I guess I do expect him to see him on the field. It would probably be for sub packages, which is something that Brian Van Gorder loves to talk about and loves to have. And if he gets on the field a lot, it's going to be because of using a lot of those sub packages.
Yeah, it seems like part of the switch had to do with Jacob Matuska going from defensive line to tight end. So it was almost like they switched. I mean, obviously not the same positions, but switched the side of the ball as far as offense and defense. But I don't expect to see him as much this year. I was going to take some getting used to playing defense, played offensive line throughout his high school career. I think we might see him at the end of some games, but if he's going to make an impact, it'll be in the 2017 season.
All right. That's we'll look at his Twitter account. You can follow John on Twitter at big_John_60. And does he have Instagram, Randall?
Yes, his Instagram is Montelus60.
All right.
Montelus.
So give him a follow there. And check back in a few days for another countdown to kickoff mini episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.